entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand.
Miley Cyrus, and she could buy herself flowers. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Tracy.
And hello to all of you out there that are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio on 106.1. And my name is Tracy. I'm your host, and I'm here today with the original Shrink Number One. Thank you for coming back.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've missed you. I've missed you.
Where have you been? I've missed being here.
I've been, you know, here and there. Working mainly, traveling, but I really have missed this show and what it hopefully provides to people.
I'm sick of it. Well, yes, of course, but I'm sick of you being gone, just to let you know.
Thank you.
And hello to all of you out there, and we want you to know what the Shrink and Wrap Show, what is the Shrink and Wrap Show? Well, the Shrink and Wrap Show is your community station to lift you up. We're here to be your friend. We're the community to St. Pete, to Clearwater, to Tampa, and to Dunedin, and to Brandon. So this is your community stop station. This is where your connections are. We're here to lift you up, and we're all one here. And we hope today to lift you up, and we're going to be talking about dating after divorce today.
Is that right? Post-divorce dating.
Yes, and so that song from Miley Cyrus, I Could Buy Myself Flowers, what do you think about that?
Well, that's exactly what she can do. She doesn't necessarily need to date. She doesn't need a relationship in her life, so to speak.
Yeah.
And some of us do.
Well, yeah, but I also think it's important to kind of love yourself before... Right?
And
no matter what.
That's what I want to focus on today, if I'm allowed.
That's right. Well, and we're going to have a loosen up before, and yes, you can, and I think it's so needed. But first of all, I want to let you know, if you're out there listening, you're driving on the veterinarian or the vet, or if you're driving across the causeway to Howard Franklin, what we are here for is we have a shrink. We have four shrinks. Peggy's our number one shrink. It was our original idea back 25 years
ago. That's right. That's right.
And we have shrinks, so they're licensed therapists, and we tie in a point of view from the wraps, who are the friendships, and just everyday talking, your friends out there and my friends. And then we tie songs as into the topics for therapy. So that's why it's called the Shrink and Wrap Show. So we're just here to get through this life together, and that's what the show is about, with no judgment, and to lift you up, and hopefully... you know, give you some answers in life that where you're not alone, right?
Right,
and we can help you out.
That's right.
So let's start off with, oh, and by the way, one more thing, Peggy, as you know, this show is all about suggestions and opinions. I got to make sure that's very, very clear.
Okay.
Suggestions and opinions, so know that. And let's start off with our Loosen Up song today.
Hey, wait a minute. No, you
And that is Gwen Stefani. What do you think about that song, Peggy?
Well, I'm going to throw that back to you. What do you think about that song?
I like it because she was struggling.
And this is the Loosen Up song, huh?
And this is a Loosen Up song. She was struggling, and it sounds like she went through a hard breakup. Mm-hmm. And I think that she got distracted, and that distraction took her out of one chapter in her life into another. What do you think as a therapist of that?
You know, that happens a lot. And what I want to talk a little bit about today is, we talk about divorce. And if you remember, I think, last year we had a segment on divorce, Tracy, right?
Yeah, yes,
we talked about the kinds of divorce, the process of divorce, children of divorce, statistics. And it's a little bit different now. And based on what you're saying, distractions are one of the reasons for divorce, but I don't want to talk about the reasons today, okay? Because I'm back. This is my show, my part, so I can do what I want, right? Right, Glenn? Right, Glenn?
All right. And by the way, for all of you out there that are listening, we have Ed is still here, but we also welcome Glenn to our show. Welcome to Tan Talk Radio. He's our production engineer now. Thank you for being here, and good luck with us. So I got a thumbs up in there. Yeah. So Peggy, going back to dating 101 or dating after divorce, we have talked about that.
Right.
And prior to, we had our shrink number 4 come on, mm-hmm. and we've covered a couple of topics. Her name is Rowan, and we've covered like safety and getting to know yourself and some of the dating apps. And today you're here to talk about dating after divorce, and there's so many, it's a whole new world now.
Right.
So I want to start off by asking you, how long should one wait post-divorce, in your opinion?
You know, Tracy, there's no time frame for that. You know, it's an emotional journey. And because it's an emotional journey, there are certain things that I think one has to go through, right, before they're ready to date. But let me just mention that, you know how I love statistics, right?
Yes, you do.
I love statistics.
It's important to have statistics.
And last year we talked about how the divorce rate was, increasing. Mm-hmm. This was in the year 22-23.
That's right.
Well, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this. Well, you may believe it, but recently we have from the National Center for Health and Statistics, 14 out of 1,000 people are now divorced in the U.S., and that figure reflects a decrease in divorce.
I was going to say only 14 in 1,000?
Well, that's according to statistics of 23-24. Now, let me ask you, why do you think there's a decrease in divorce most recently?
The economy?
Maybe.
It's easier not to get a divorce, and it's cheaper.
Good point.
Cheaper to keep her kind of thing?
Cheaper to keep her. Well,
or him?
Yeah,
Well, the economy would, I would think, it's easier to have combined incomes than...
You can have combined incomes and be miserable, right?
Yeah.
But, let me tell you my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, many older people are getting married. Yeah. Most recently, let's say, through the years. And older people, as myself, we're more stable. We have more financial stability. We kind of are mature, so to speak. Yeah. And because of that, we'll know what we want. And those kind of relationships, if you marry as an older person, kind of last longer. That's what statistics tell us. And, another point, how do you feel about this? Cohabitation, people now choose to live together, right? Before they make that, they do the dirty deed or decide to get married. Mm-hmm. And it's less stigmatic. It's socially, it's a lot more acceptable to live together with someone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it still may have a stigma to it, but by and large, it's pretty common. And
I'm surprised that you're saying older people get married, because I think after divorce, do they really want to get married, and the complications that and what comes with it? And that's a concern, I think.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about. Because, I'm not going to give you statistics on, how many divorces occur, how many divorces occur I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about dating post-divorce.
Right.
When you're ready and the process that's involved in that. Okay.
Yeah, I see here it says average time to date. There is no numerical
time frame
window for when exactly.
Right.
But would you say it's definitely important to not rush it?
And absolutely.
Like Miley Cyrus's song, Love Yourself, not be in love with yourself, but you can do all that while you're discovering yourself again in between.
Absolutely.
What's your take on that?
And as I said earlier, it's an emotional journey, and it's a process. So there are certain signs, though, that you can kind of check off if you feel you may be ready. Now, you're not going to wake up one morning and say, oh, I'm ready to date. It's not going to happen. You have to be able to identify when you're ready. And I just want to throw out some tips. Now, I'm not divorced, so I can't say I can personally identify, but I learn this through my patients, and clinically, we have the research to back it. So, you know, my patients will say to me, well, you know, I'm here to talk about my grieving process with divorce, and you're not divorced. How are you going to know? And I go, you know, you're right, but I do know loss. I have experienced loss, and divorce is a huge loss. I don't care who the devil is or who the angel is. You know, divorce is, you know, kind of suck. Oh, Glenn, can I say that while I get penalized for that?
No.
All right, thank you. Airtime, you get penalized. So it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter who the devil is or who the angel is. It's an awful process. So I want to talk a little bit. You know, you said before, you have to take time to heal, right?
Yeah.
Because it is such a loss. And, you know, you have to process it. You don't want to jump in too quickly to any kind of relationship because it just gets complicated. You have to be able to, and then you're going to say, or maybe you should ask me, well, what's the process like? And, you know, it's your own process. It's a grieving process. And again, no time frame. People have mixed emotions. They are accepting of this divorce. They're angry. There's a mixture, all kinds of reactions. And if you don't go through something like that, I would worry because it will pop up somewhere down the road in another relationship. You know?
I agree. I think investing time for recovery is definitely basically what you're saying, and that's,
don't push it.
That's so important. And I was thinking about the show because Peggy, you know, when we started, it was around Valentine's Day, and the show is based on, for all of you out there listening, our show is based on what is love, and really the common denominator in our world should be a heart and should be love, in my opinion, of just caring. So, but going, and when you get into divorce and you get into dating, the equation is not the same for everybody. Your healing process is not the same.
Right.
Your timing is not right. So, but the equation should still equal love, no matter what. Love yourself, and then when you start dating, that's what you want to guarantee. No matter what, how it adds up, because everybody lives a different life.
Absolutely.
And anyway,
good point.
What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you.
Does that make sense?
I agree with you. And in addition to what you just said, and grieving, right? Taking time to grieve, you've got to reflect on the past. You know, try to understand what went wrong in that relationship. What worked? What didn't work? Because this is a level of self-awareness. A cognizant awareness, we call it, that will, you know, assist you in the future with the relationships. Because not one relationship, they're all unique. They're all very unique, and because you're used to a relationship functioning a certain way, I'm not sure if that might be healthy. And, you know, so you have to look, again, reflect on the past. And I know a lot of women that I see, I'm not being sexist, I'm not generalizing, but I want to say women specifically tend to stay in dysfunctional relationships because at least they feel they're in a relationship. You follow me? Like, as opposed to not being in one, and that kind of addresses their self-worth.
Right.
And you have to, you know, you have to take a look at that.
Which is why I like that Miley Cyrus song. A friend of mine had made a video off that song, and it reminded me. I thought, wow, that was a great video that she had, but it's self-love, basically. And you got to discover yourself again.
Right.
Now, there are some people that go from a relationship right into dating.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't mean that doesn't work, but I do think it can work for everybody. There's no right or wrong.
Right.
But I do think it's healthier, and your probability of another relationship working down the road.
And you know what I tell people? That, yes, you need time to grieve, but there's nothing wrong in that process of grieving, of dating lightly, not seriously, because then you're able to feel a little bit, feel out what might work. Your heart is not there, and your head may necessarily not be there, but you're able to look at what will work for you.
Right.
Follow me? So nothing serious.
Yeah.
And that's the piece that, you know, women will say, well, I don't know, is it too early? And I'll say, yeah, you have to answer that. But in the process of answering that, there are certain signs that you look for, some of what I just discussed. But I don't see anything wrong with feeling out the process of dating, as long as it's not serious, because you can't rely or trust your heart, right?
Right.
You can't.
But you got to take a chance. It's good to take a chance. Yeah.
Yeah. The serious, I'm talking about those who jump into a serious relationship.
Yeah.
And these steps, some of these steps have to be taken or should be taken, or it might not be successful. And you want that to happen. If you've had a failed marriage, again, doesn't matter who the devil is or who the angel is, you want the next round to be successful. Right?
Yeah, and you don't want to bring in old baggage into a new relationship or old habits, that is. You don't want to bring in old habits, because I think if you go from, you know, a marriage immediately into another relationship, you don't want to carry on that relationship, and you don't want to bring a negativity. So you probably do really need to heal.
Well, and that brings me to what I just did you read my notes? Because that brings me exactly to what I wanted to say.
No, I didn't. I did the show this morning, by the way. You know. And again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio 106.1 in Tampa. And you're listening to Shrink Number One, Peggy, who is our licensed therapist. So we're just giving advice again on dating after divorce.
Right.
So carry on.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a really good point, and
gosh.
I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, in addition to all this stuff, Tracy, seeking support is important, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that be a divorce group, whether that be friends who can give you objective advice.
Yeah.
You know, your emotions are going to be running wild, and you have to be able to vent, and you have to be able to process them. Therapy is a great way to deal with some post-divorce residual feelings. Because as you just said, you don't want to go into a new relationship with some negativity and unresolved issues from the first relationship or the past relationship. Doesn't that make sense?
Absolutely. And or old patterns.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to take it out. You know, if you go right into a relationship, then you're taking out maybe some things that your spouse irritated you with on this new person. And I don't know. I just think you really need to have a clear vision, in my opinion. So, So what else do you have to say about post-divorce? What else you got on those notes you got over there that's highlighted?
Well, one thing that's important, again, is, you know, it gets a little bit more complicated when there's children, right?
Yes.
And it happens after a lot of times people divorce with children. So what do you think is important let me just ask you, what do you think is important to keep in mind post-divorce dating, seriously dating with children, when you have children?
Well, I definitely think it's a responsibility and something you really have to consider of the emotions that they're going through, and that they have a bond with their mom and dad, and you have to really prioritize a responsibility. That's what I think.
And you know, we have clinically, there's no guidelines, but clinically we try to put a time frame down before you introduce a third party to your children, and that time frame is very different. But you don't want to jump right in and introduce the first person that you're deciding to experimentally date with the children. Because you know why? Well, you know why. The children are also grieving.
Yeah.
They're grieving the family they once knew. They're grieving the routine they once knew. So, and we often forget that, because sometimes, you know, during that process, you have mixed emotions and you don't think of where their children are coming from.
Right.
So that's an important point. You know, you only introduce when you are into a serious relationship. That time frame is very specific to it's tailored to your situation. So I don't want to throw that out, but it's not a week. It's not after a week. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a tough one. I think you just have to know, because you don't want someone in and out, and then for every breakup you go through, they're going to go through it.
Right.
And I do think it's important to understand, too, with children, I do not like anyone to use a child as a pawn in a divorce. We've talked about this
before. Oh, boy, it happens a lot.
And I think that is one of the most selfish things that anyone can do. I'm going to say it, and it's very clear to me, to use a child as a pawn. Or a reason, you know, or to make them feel guilty or whatever. So what is your opinion on that?
Oh, boy, that's the story of my life in terms of my practice.
I mean, that's so sad to me.
And it happens a lot, and it is very sad.
Yeah. Because I think by nature, they love their mom and dad. I think by nature, there is a natural bond, no matter what. So you're really hurting their heart.
And by nature, they are going to feel like they're in the middle of, you know, what side should I take?
Yeah.
And we see a lot of that, and it's very disturbing, And the children suffer. They suffer in many ways. It's manifested in grades. It's manifested in oppositional behavior, somatic complaints. It goes on and on. So that's a good point that you bring up. We want to look at the children and not to be used as a pawn.
Yeah. Right. And I have to say this, too, and I do want to ask, remind me because I'll forget. I do want to ask you, like, when you do introduce this person, I want the steps to that. But at the same token, you know, I lost my dad at 12, and I don't want to bring myself in, but I want to identify with the topic. But I remember my mom had dated this one guy, but I remember the feeling I had. And at 12, it was just a feeling. It was just a natural, like an instinctual feeling. That's why I can kind of identify with that, and I can feel like I can speak for kids, that it's just a feeling you don't know when someone new is coming in your life. So how does one, and my mom wasn't in the wrong, it was just living life, but how do you bring this person into your life with your children? How do you do that?
You do it slowly and you do it carefully. And I know that sounds very routine, but you do it with having their needs as primary.
But when you now, say slowly, what does that mean?
A gradual process. Like, they're not going to spend the night. The first time they introduce, you might want to go to Busch Gardens. You might want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, depending on the age. You might want to go to the mall.
Right.
It's got to be done based on the children's pace or the kid's pace. Right. It only makes sense. But again, it's specific. It's specific to your situation.
Yeah.
So I can't answer that across the board.
Yeah.
But I can say developmentally, kids go through are at different levels emotionally, right?
Right.
The 4 to 6 is at a different age, and the 7 to 10, and then adolescence and all
what
that.
What about adult children?
All that adult children. Well, hopefully the adult children will understand, but you also have to consider their needs, because don't forget, that's been their family.
It's a bond.
That's been their family that they've known, and even though they're on their own, the unit is not as they once knew it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this real quick. I'm sorry. I know we're getting off because you gave me 3 questions, but let's just say that the child and they don't get along. How do you handle that when you're dating after divorce?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. First of all, you need to you would need to understand why they don't get along. First of all, we have an adult, the other party, the third person, and we have a child. So we don't want the adult acting like the child.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you would want to set boundaries for that third party you're with. And you'd also try to give your child a little slack, but they don't dictate, right?
They don't dictate
who you should see. And providing, again, all the other dynamics are in place. So, again, a really good question. And if anyone out there is listening, I think a therapist can help with that.
I think we have 30 listeners now, by the way.
No. Therapy is, I'm not pushing it, but it helps with all these questions that you're asking, because it's all based on your situation. It's the only way I can say it. It's all based on your situation.
I was going to agree with you. I feel like if that's a situation or any of this, just always, you can always go to a therapist, get advice, and take it in. And there's so many books out there that can help you lead into healthy relationships. But I'm very big, and we are very big into communication here.
Honesty, communication, next one.
And delivery.
Right.
Delivery.
Let's talk about delivery. give me an example, Tracy. I love to ask you these. Give me an example of delivery.
Oh, I don't like questions. I know. I just think delivery and communication is big in everything. I think it's part of the problem of the divide across the board.
It's how you say it, right?
It's how you say it. Yeah, and saying I feel this way, and just be delicate. But clear communication, I think, can solve so many things, because things are misread, and then they get off topic, and then, everything's a blur. So I'm just really big into delivery without a tone. Or, you can be taken seriously, but in communication with your children. If you were dating someone new and then your child, like, I would have communication separately with both of them. Mm-hmm. And then try to work it out, right? And if there was an issue.
Yep, good point.
Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not. But the last thing I want to say, and then I'm going to shut up.
No.
Okay.
We got a lot of airtime here. Now we're good.
The last thing I want to say about this is set realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. By that I mean, don't compare your current relationship with your past one.
Right.
Because that can get you hung up, right? You can say to yourself, oh, this is not what I'm used to, or I never. Relationships are unique, and you have to be able to go through your own process, as I said earlier, of self-awareness. Don't push it, be patient, Recognize those signs. Grieve. If a patient comes in to me and they have not gone through anger, and I worry because you got to get there. You know, you got to get there. And we do get there. You know? So again, set realistic expectations post divorce when you begin to date.
And I definitely think it's definitely not a good idea to bring up anything from your past relationship. I think it, am I wrong about that? If you're going into a new date, definitely don't bring up your old relationship. Don't bring up what happened. I mean, I think that would be kind of a,
if you're asked, just don't go into detail. Yeah. I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah.
Down the road, if this third party becomes serious and there's a serious relationship, sure.
Right.
Honest, transparency. That's important.
There's definitely a timeline for that.
You know, we're talking about dating post-divorce. Yeah. We have a mutual friend that has been married 5 times, divorced 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to come on the show.
What do you think about that? I think it's excessive, but it kind of works for her.
Well, she's back with, she married him twice, right?
Well, still.
Yeah. Still counts as 5. Now,
that's
I
the most
that.
I've known, personally.
Yeah.
You know, people have divorced 3 times, but this is... 5 times. That's pretty unique statistic. Yeah. So we need to have her on the show so she can talk about those numbers.
Well, I will say this, and I love that person. You know, she's funny. I love her to death. But I do think that she did marry the guy she loved twice.
Yeah.
The same guy.
That's significant.
But,
and they're still married.
But what I do have, in my opinion, if someone is marrying someone over and over and over and over again, and you're the common denominator, that you're only in love with the idea of lust and not love. That's my Yeah, I think that they're more in love with the idea, or they've got a business going on. And we know our friend doesn't, but she married the guy that she liked twice. And I don't have an opinion of it, but I just think, look, Elizabeth Taylor married over and over and over and over again, and I guess it's okay. How many times did she marry? Eight times?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think vows, to me, are taken seriously. And I think when you get married over and over and again, I don't know. I just look at vows a little different. It just depends. There's no right or wrong. Am I saying anything wrong with that?
No.
I mean, I don't want to offend anybody, but I think that if you can't find love, why get married and just make those vows serious for the right person?
Well, because as I said earlier, that some women would rather be in any kind of relationship, dysfunctional, not in love, rather than not being one at all.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just addresses
that. But I have a song, Carrie Underwood has a song about loving your dog for that, too.
Okay. Substitute. Good substitute.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely don't. There's no, again, this is suggestions and opinions, and
that's
this is
it.
What we talk about with friendships. But the bottom line is when you find love, and it's what's right for you.
Right.
So thank you so much, and we'll talk more about, it just says real quick too, how to date after 40s, overcome your emotional baggage first, rebuild confidence in yourself, identify your dating preferences, develop a dating strategy, start with dating apps, explore more opportunities to find partners, make the first date easy, and take your time, and love yourself, and do what's right for you. There is no wrong or right. Do what's right for you. And that's my bottom line.
You know, you mentioned dating apps are fine, because if you're not in a social situation to meet people, the best way is organically, right?
Yeah.
Where you run into someone at Publix or something.
Yeah.
That's the best way to meet people. But, you know, dating apps are not a bad way to meet people, providing you put your armor on and you understand that people are not upfront all the time on those apps.
Yeah, and we need to talk more about that, especially for senior dating, because it's such a different world.
Glenn's got a comment.
Oh, and Glenn.
We have Mr. Brian on the line.
Okay.
You had requested.
Okay, but I have a main song first, so can you tell him 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, because I'm ending this topic, and then I'll get right back to Brian. What? Brian will be right there 1 second. We're going to play a main song right now. It's Chris Daughtry, and I'm going to be running just a couple of minutes behind, but please, let's see what Chris Daughtry has to say about our topic today, and we'll be right back with Brian.
Not my Brian.
An empty land, I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth beneath my feet. Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me, you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. I came across
Thank you so much, Glenn. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just wanted to have a conclusion. That's our main song on the Shrink and Wrap Show. What we do is we have a topic, and then I like to tie a song in with our topic. So who sings that?
That's Keen.
That's Keen. Tell us a little more about that. It's one of your favorite songs, isn't
it? One of my favorite songs.
So what do you like about that song?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
It's about lost love, regaining love, hope for love. I love that song.
I love it. So, but they were going somewhere only they knew. Right? And don't we like that? So, okay, thank you, Glenn. And Peggy, thank you so much for your information.
Yeah.
We're going to switch gears because, first of all, our nonprofit host today is not here, Trish.
Mm-hmm.
Having some car issues. But, Trish, thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you here next week with some nonprofit events.
Trish, we miss you.
We miss you, Trish. And that's one of our wraps. And who we have on the phone here now is Brian. Brian, are you on the line with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us, and sorry about that. It's kind of a project on my show, so we're talking about dating 101 or after marriage, but I don't think you know about that. You're very young. I invited Brian on our show because he is the president. He works with Diamond Pressure Washing Brothers. How are you doing?
Good, good. Just a busy day today. Just trying to get everything handled and just moving forward.
Yes. Well, Brian, okay, so I want everybody to know on the Shrink and Wrap Show, mm-hmm. I got a call from this young man. He's, you're 23, right?
24.
Oh, 24.
There is a difference.
24 is manly. So, Brian, I was so impressed with your company. I said, you know, you said, can you give me a good Google review? And I go, now I'm going to give you more than that. Can you come on my radio show, on the Shrink and Wrap Show? Because I want you to share your company with our listeners. This gentleman right here did a cold call.
Mm-hmm.
He did, you know, right now there's algae on the patio.
All over, right?
My driveway, my windows. I have weeds coming out of my pavers. This guy did a cold call, mm-hmm. came out. He sprayed the weeds for me. He pressure washed everything. He was on time. He asked me my needs. He listened to the things that mattered to me and did a follow-up. So I am giving a gold star reward today to this company. This guy, Brian, and his company is called Pressure Diamond Pressure Washing Brothers. How did you get so smart with your company at 24 of providing such good service? That's what I want to know, and I want to thank you. How did this all start for you, Brian?
So we started out as a couple of kids working out pretty much just landscaping gigs. We teamed up with local big landscapers in the area and plant nurseries, pretty much just trying to breathe in some new life in the property.
Mm-hmm.
They needed help with their plants. We were there to do the job and help them. Mm-hmm. We've always had a knack for home improvement, and we wanted to step up our game for our local. Whenever we would do any landscaping projects, we all know the site would get dirty, have dirt on the house, dirt on the sidewalk. And for me personally, it wasn't a good look. I didn't want to leave the job site without taking care of that for our client. Mm-hmm. So what did we decide to do? Bring out an old pressure washer, rinse and repeat, clean the area, and just make the house look nice. We did this all for free just to put a smile on our clients' faces.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, let me tell you what she did after, or maybe even during the time that you were there. Oh. She sent a text out to our neighbors, like a 15 group text about mm-hmm. Your company and the work you do. So
That's pretty pretty amazing, I think. So to get that kind of gold star from this one, I've known her for, you know, 30 years, huge. It's huge.
Well, yeah, and Brian, I did send it to like five other neighborhoods because, you know why? Brian, I just want to say at such a young age to be eager to work and to have the steps that you did to be successful and to crave, you want to work, you're asking for work, and you care about what you do. I'm big on giving people positive recognition, and I just want to thank you because I don't really see much of that. How do you feel? I mean, what's your goals? I mean, where did you get trained for that? I know Chick-fil-A trained. Did you work at Chick-fil-A? They train all their kids like that. Where'd you get all your good goals for this, opening up a business?
Yeah, of course. It definitely wasn't Chick-fil-A, but when I started working as a landscaping assistant, right around the age of 14, 15, just trying to figure out the processes that they put in place, just make sure that their clients come in and repeat their work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Started there at 14, worked my way up until eventually I was a lead in the position, just putting my face in front of the clients and trying to help them figure out what problem they need solutions to.
Mm-hmm.
Learned all I could from there, eventually got into a sales position with another company, and just ever since then, just been trying to improve my game, trying to take care of my clients, trying to put on smiles and help out locals in the area.
I got to tell you, I was just so impressed. And Peggy, I told him, I said, be careful with my screens because I've had pressure washer where they rip the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had where the paint comes off. And he was very open and very considerate of everything I said. And Brian, can I make a suggestion? You are fabulous. But I was thinking when people get pressure washing, the gutter between the road and the house, it really makes a big difference in a neighborhood when that gutter between the road and the house, and I'm not a perfectionist, but I can see it, and then the sewers are all dark, but I just want to say, I think that could be like something we could add to, you know, the list too. But one more thing, if you have allergies out there, you want to get that oak pollen off your windows, and Brian, you pressure wash houses, tell us exactly what you do. We have 2 minutes on this, and I want you to tell everybody exactly what you do.
Awesome. So our processes are very simple. When we arrive to a job site, our main and most important thing is to take care of the house and the surrounding landscaping. So when we're pressure washing, we use a chemical, sodium hypochlorite. Other people call it chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
We use that on homes. That gets rid of most of that pollen, that grime, that algae, all those organics. If you've ever seen us wash a house, you'll literally see it in front of your eyes turning green to brown.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spray the house ahead with that process. After that, we'll spray around with the plants, trying to make sure that everything stays alive and stays good.
Yeah.
From there, no pressure on the home. We don't want to take any paint off, hose pressure. We rinse the whole house from top to bottom up to the gutter. And after that, we'll repeat the process, depending on how severe it is, once or twice over. That way, when we show our clients the house, they can look at it and be like, wow, this looks completely different.
Okay. And I tell you what I was impressed with, and I want you to give your information. We've got 1 minute here. I've got two people on the phone, and I am going to be promoting you through my show. This is my choice of someone that I recognize in this company. Him, 23, and who's your partner at 26, 24, and your partner's 26 years old?
Yes, I have two partners. One of them is called Alejandro Rodriguez. He's a great man on the field. He's a killer once he gets to the houses and makes sure all our clients are happy. And my second partner, his name is LeVon Calzo. He's very much the brains of the operation, always trying to figure out ways to attract new clients and just bring new flavor into our community.
Yeah. And again, if you have allergies or if you have algae going on, I would get rid of it because it can make you sick. So thank you so much. And your follow-up, you called me afterwards and you wanted to come and look at everything. And that put a period on it, and I said, that's it. When you said Google research, I said, wait, I forgot I have a radio show. I'm going to invite him on the show. So thank you so much. But where can our listeners find you? What's the phone number? And I'm going to be promoting you. I'm going to be giving you promotions as much as I can. And I wish you guys the best of luck. And you're going to be easily coming to my house. He's going to come like every 2 months.
All right.
Two to 3 months.
I'm going to call him from my screen.
He's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where can they contact you, Brian?
Awesome. So our main phone number is 813-377-6139. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. It's 813-377-6139. Mm-hmm. That is my personal phone number. That will directly reach our offices. I'll be taking care of you. Another way you can contact us is simply just texting the word WASH to that phone number. One of our estimators will give you a ring, see what you need to get done at your home, come over and give you an estimate. And then if neither of those work for you, simple, Diamond Pressure Washing Bros on Google will be the first place to pull up. Right.
And you are licensed and bonded, right?
We are licensed and bonded.
Okay, yes, you can't let me down now. You can't let me down. There's a lot of pressure. Make sure everybody, he's got a lot of pressure on him now. Brian, thank you so much. I was so impressed. We will be talking to you more, and I will be advertising your company, and good luck. Good luck to you guys. It's so nice to see young kids eager to and have a vision of a company and to want to work. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for your quality of what you offer. And we'll be talking to you soon. I'll see you at my house in about 2 months.
Bye, Brian.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thank you. And again, that number is, and it's 813-377-6139 for any kind of pressure washer. If you have allergies, if you don't have time to do it, get it done. Call Brian. So, okay. So, Glenn, do we have our...
Miss Renee, and then Detective Jay is also holding.
Yes. So, we have Dr. Emily Weaver and Detective Jay, who we're going to be talking about protecting your pet from the heat. As you know, we have Dr. Oz on with Pet Harmony, but we have another veterinarian today, Dr. Emily Weaver and Detective Jay. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Actually,
here
we have Renee first.
Well, we got to wait. I'm sorry. Renee, I'm going to come to you in just a bit. So let's get... Renee, we'll be right back to you because we have Janice. We have a break. We need to get... Is Dr. Weaver on? Okay, can you get...
I have Detective Jay, and I'm going to get Dr. Weaver.
Dr. Weaver, that's perfect. Okay, and then we'll come to Renee in just a bit because Detective Jay has a timeline. That's all. And we'll get to Renee. So thank you, Glenn. Thank you. So, Detective Jay, we've been talking about this heat. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great, Tracy. Yes, good. Heat is not only bad for, you know, all the heat weather advisories that everything is normally out there for people, but we got to think of our animals.
Yes. It's so sad what's going on with this heat. You know, I worry about everything. I had a friend, I had a picture of a squirrel the other day panting. So what's your, tell us a little bit what your opinion is about heat and being, you know, you're a retired police officer, but how do we handle when we see animals not being treated right or if they're, you know, what's your opinion on all of this? What's your take with the heat?
I think what we really need to do is just kind of nail down something I've seen quite often on the news recently is pets and parked cars. People, for some reason, feel like my pet is safe. I'm going to leave my pet in the vehicle. You know, there's a law against leaving your pets in parked cars. It is considered animal cruelty, and there's a $500 fine, and it is arrestable. So you have to be really careful, even if you're just out there thinking, I'm going to leave my pet for 5 seconds. Let me tell you what can happen in 5 seconds. Yeah. You leave your pet in an unattended vehicle, what happens is...
We lost her.
Oh, hello, Janice? Glenn, I think we lost Janice. Or Detective
Jay. Have Dr. Weaver on.
Okay, Dr. Weaver.
Hi,
welcome to our show. We just actually dropped Detective Jay here, so thank you for being on our show. And so I understand you're from the University of Florida Vet School. You're a graduate from there?
Yes, I am.
That's a good thing, right? We're Gator fans over here. And you're a veterinarian right here in the Tampa Bay area in the Lando Lakes area, is that correct?
Yep. Yes, my business is based here in Lando Lakes, and I serve the whole Tampa Bay area.
Well, and thank you for all of that. And are you familiar with Dr. Ozza with Pet Harmony? Probably.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up there.
Oh, it's okay. Are you familiar with Dr. Ozza from Pet Harmony?
I know Harmony Vet Care. I know Dr. Sabshin there. She actually has horses, but I don't know Dr. Haza as well.
Okay, well, we promote her Pet Harmony app, but I want to get your take. We have about 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes, and thank you for coming on our show. But can you give us some advice on how to keep our pets, safe in this horrible, horrible heat?
Yes. So, I mean, for horses, livestock, dogs, and pets, I mean, number one, it's shelter, shade, and water. So, you know, it's access to, make sure they always have access to water and always have access to shade. Horses and cattle, you know, they can't go indoors, but they need to basically have trees or other structures in their fields to keep them healthy. And then, of course, with our pets, we want to, of course, avoid taking them outside during the hottest times of the day.
Yeah.
And, of course, like I said, access to water and shelter, you know, from the heat.
Right. And so the dogs can actually have a heat stroke, is that correct? Or
yes.
Any animal. What are the signs of heat stroke? Can you share that with us?
Basically, they become very lethargic, depressed, and just, of course, increased respiratory rate. They'll be panting and trying, you know, bright red gums, things like that. And then they become basically very depressed and almost like non-responsive.
Yeah. You definitely have to encourage them to drink their water, too. I read something here on very hot days, limit exercise to early morning. Of course, that's pretty common sense. But have you ever heard of anything with, be careful with pets with white-collared ears, I guess, whatever, but short-nosed pets, they have difficulty breathing, the short-nosed pets. Is there a bigger threat to them? And they see,
yes, definitely. You know, those brachycephalic breeds, they call them, that have like the smushy faces. They're very, very cute. But unfortunately, they have narrower airways, narrower nostrils. Sometimes their anatomy makes it harder for them to breathe just because it's a little bit more compressed. There's not as much room for the air to flow. Mm-hmm. And so they are definitely more susceptible to heat stroke and issues with breathing.
Right. And so as a veterinarian, what is your like top three things for people with pets? We've heard a little bit. We know the basics, but is there anything that's a little out of the ordinary, you know, that you would want people to know that you wish you could educate people on with this heat that's going on right now? I didn't mean to throw a curveball. Yeah,
what she said. Shade, water, and
shade and the water. Yeah.
Keeping shade and water. I think the biggest thing is if it's uncomfortable for you to be outside, it's going to be uncomfortable for them.
Exactly.
You know, like, I think that's kind of a big thing to watch out for. You know, dogs, cats, you know, people have horses as well. I mean, that is also, they need to be cautious for them developing heat. They can get heat stroke as well. So
yes. And can I ask you, with the heat stroke, can you put ice packs on your dog? Because I think I read something where you can actually, if you feel like your dog is overheated, or cat, you put ice packs on them, right?
Yeah, you can put ice packs on them, you know, between their legs, things like that, anywhere where there's a lot of blood flow. And then you can even submerge them in cool water, like taking your dog and putting them in a
pool
or water.
Mm-hmm. Or a pool, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't toss them in the pool, but just like maybe, yeah. And they have little dog pools, too.
Or even like a cool shower. I mean, that's what we do with our horses as well, is the number one is we hose them down with cool water to try to rapidly drop that body temperature for getting overheated.
Yes. And one more thing, I have a friend of mine that sent me something about hot pavement. And if the air temperature is 77, my friend Kim, 77 degrees, the asphalt temperature is 125. So if the air temperature is 86, the asphalt temperature is 135, and at 87 degrees, it's 140. So imagine being barefoot. So definitely good advice, I guess, to tell our pet to not let our pets walk on the asphalt, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. They can get, you know, burned just like people.
Yes.
Second degree burns on their feet from the asphalt being very hot. So, yes, do not walk your pets on the hot pavement.
Yes. And what can you put on their little paws?
Paws. They have those little shoes.
Oh, they have boots. That's right. They have boots. They have visors now.
Cute.
There's really no excuse for a dog.
Right.
Is there a good oil to put on them to soften them? Yeah, little booties. That's right.
Booties.
They make little booties for the dog.
Yes.
Yeah. To protect their paws.
Well, I feel bad. We're going to have to go. We're rushed for time for right now. I have literally like a minute left, but I want to thank you so much for coming on. Will you come back on the show? I always invite people back on the show because our time for time purposes, but thank you for sharing that. Do you have any like a closing statement right now for anybody that you'd like to know, and your contact information?
No problem. Yeah. It's been fun.
Where can they contact you for a good vet though? Because I know that you've got a good reputation out in the North Tampa area, Wesley Chapel. Can you give us your information of where people can find you? This is the Connection Station.
Right.
Are you there?
Land O'Lakes Equine.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, Land O'Lakes Equine. I provide mobile veterinary services for horses in the area, so I'll come to you.
Nice.
You know, strictly horses. And, you know, you can just search Land O'Lakes Equine, Dr. Emily Weaver, 813-489-9368.
Thank you so much. Maybe you can come back next week with us, and we'll talk more about the horses in this heat. Is that okay with Dr. J or Detective J? Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and we look forward to talking to you soon, and have a great day today. Thank you so much for being part of our show.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, do we have Renee on the line? So that was nice to know with pets, you know, because you forget about them. So we have 1 minute with our friend Renee.
Oh, Renee, I've missed you.
Renee, are you on the line? Maybe not. So Glenn.
Aww, no, I miss her anyway.
Yeah, I know. I miss her too. Well, we're going to see her probably in about an hour, I bet.
I hope so.
We have your other two guests.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we have 1 minute. Thank you for being down. On the Shrink and Wrap show, tell us in 1 minute what's going on in the Tampa Bay area, if you don't mind.
Got you. 1 minute or less.
Let's see.
Concerts in the area tonight. Mm-hmm. Two great ones, actually. Mm-hmm. Morgan Whalen is at the Ray J with Shelly Roll and Nate Smith and Brian Martin. Nice. And tickets are still available. Also, he's there tomorrow, so he's back by demand twice. Mm-hmm. Tonight, the Doobie Brothers and Robert Cray Band is at the Mid-Florida Amphitheater. Tickets are still available there. It starts at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you like EDM, we have Sunday, July 14th, Steve Aoki. He's a great EDM. That's just dance music, electronic.
Right.
Festivals in the area, mm-hmm. July 13th. The third annual Summer Run and Seafood Festival at Wesley Chapel, the premier outlet.
Perfect.
Check that out on Eventbrite. And then a noteworthy mention is back to school giveaways are starting.
Awesome.
And there are several, and you can look it up on two different places, Eventbrite.com, Discover mm-hmm. Back to School, or Tampa's largest back to school fair, which will be in August at West Shore Plaza, but there's several more happening in the area. And I will see you guys tonight.
We will see you soon. And Jelly Roll is amazing. My sister met him, says he's a great guy. Renee, thank you so much. You got that in and quick. And thank you for your patience for that. And we'll see you soon. And I'm going to toss it real quick to Peggy. We got.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. We'll see you in a bit.
Oh, I wanted to talk. Yeah. Renee, are you still there?
Oh, she's fine.
I wanted to tell her that I got roped into going.
Wait.
Roped into going to New Kids on the Block with my daughter. So it was her first concert when she was 14. Now she's 44. So anyway, I wanted Renee to know that. Okay. Anyway, Renee, I'm sorry I missed you. Technical problems.
Okay, let's take a listen to Chris Daughtry, Start of Something New. So we're going to, you were with your...
Wrap it up. He's saying
okay. We're going to wrap it up today. So we've had some technical
difficulties.
Issues. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you saying, though?
That I have to take my daughter to New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Okay. New Kids on the Block.
I'm not happy about it.
All right. Have a great week. We'll see you back here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
Hour sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. A dozen House Democrats have now called for President Biden to drop out of the presidential race following his debate performance 2 weeks ago. Among them, Washington Congressman Adam Smith, who spoke with CBS's Major Garrett on this week's episode of The Takeout.
Number one, it is clear.